help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel again, the author of Elder Rage and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Be sure to check out ElderRage.com for more valuable resources. And you can see a list of all my upcoming guests on the program. Now stay tuned because coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Nancy London. She's the author of a wonderful book, Hot Flashes, Warm Bottles. First time mothers over 40. Oh my gosh. And I'm going to be speaking with Nancy next week at the Governor's Conference for Women. So you're going to enjoy hearing her. She's a fabulous speaker and author. Talk to you. We'll be right back to talk to you about Nancy. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to ElderRage.com.
Hello, I'm Lee Mirabal, Director of Programming and Sales here at WS Radio. I want to thank you for listening and fill you in on a few important facts. We've just reached our 1,000,000th listener and now broadcast 37 unique shows. If you have an idea for a show, we'd like to hear from you. Our weekly lineup is booked, but we do have nights and weekends available. Click the Host Wanted banner on the WS Radio homepage for more information. If you want to increase sales of a product or service, there are some powerful reasons to consider advertising with WS Radio. First, unlike traditional radio, our audiences are highly targeted, online, and ready to order, and we guarantee the number of listeners that will hear your commercial. Bottom line, advertising on WS Radio works. For a limited time, there are some very attractive, low-cost offers for first-time advertisers. Find out more by clicking on the Advertise link on the top of our homepage. Again, we thank you for listening to WS Radio.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws. The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Welcome back. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. And now we're going to speak with Nancy London, one of the original authors of the groundbreaking book, Our Bodies, Ourselves, and she's the current author of Hot Flashes, Warm Bottles, First Time Mothers Over 40. She has been a featured guest on over 100 radio talk shows, including NPR, which is National Public Radio. She is a licensed therapist, specializing in women's issues, and she runs support groups for older first-time moms. She holds cum laude degrees in English and philosophy, as well as a master's of social work. And I'm so excited to be speaking with her today. Welcome, Nancy.
Hello, Jacqueline. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Well, next week we're going to be at the California Governor's Conference for Women talking about this issue of caring for our aging parents and our young children.
That's right.
And you've got the definitive book. How did you come to write this?
Well, quite honestly, it's because I fell asleep one night before I could leave her a gift from the Tooth Fairy. And I thought, oh my God, I am too tired to be the Tooth Fairy. And at first I thought that was the perfect title for the book, Too Tired to Be the Tooth Fairy. I realized I was in a unique position, that I had a young child, that I was moving into a time of life when I really wanted to slow down a bit. And if it was true for me, it was probably true for other women.
Uh-huh, because you waited a little later till you had her.
Yeah, I did.
And so it was just you felt like you were starting into some premenopausal symptoms?
Well, yeah, the thing is that developmentally I was at a time of life when women pause. They think about the life they've led up until then. They take a moment to envision what they might like to achieve in the next part of life. they tend to go on retreats and do hydroponic gardening and all kinds of very organized, quiet, solitary activities.
But,
you know, and when you have a four-year-old, there's another developmental imperative happening at the same time, and that is a potential clash. I call that the clash of the titans.
So what do you mean by the clash of the titans? And define it a little better.
I mean that you have a young child who has a very strong set of absolutely appropriate needs, and you have an older mother with her own set of developmentally urgent needs. And they're both right, but they don't always mesh. And when they clash, it's a boom.
Ah, yes. And did you have older parents at that time to take care of as well?
Absolutely, I did. When my daughter approached around age 4 or 5, my mom lost her third husband to cancer and began losing her eyesight to macular degeneration.
Oh, boy.
So I was traveling back and forth between my home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and her home in Florida, helping her reestablish residency in a retirement community and making enormous adjustments to the loss of her eyesight. And I was moving back and forth between my world as a mother and a wife and a gardener and the one who took the pets to the vet and, you know, trying to fit in my weight-bearing exercises and desperately trying to make friends with my hormones. To my mom's place in Florida, you know, trying to help her, and getting phone calls from my daughter going, please come home, there's no food in the refrigerator.
Oh my gosh. I thought I had it bad with just my parents.
So, yeah, well, that's the thing about waiting until you're a bit older to have your children, is that that is one of the issues that's a potential whirlwind. You know, you do have young kids and older parents at the same time.
So nature wasn't so dumb about designing women to get pregnant earlier.
There is some wisdom to it.
Uh-huh. So how can a first-time mom who is over 40 best take care of herself? What should she know to do?
Well, I'll tell you, my favorite thing to tell moms is put yourself on the list of the people you take care of. And I recommend that women think about who they were before all these responsibilities, before kids, before parents. What did you like to do? I always say, you know, was it ballroom dancing or skiing or matinees or lunch with a girlfriend or a facial, a massage, a walk in the woods, whatever. Who were you? What did you do to recharge yourself? And sometimes women say, I can't remember. I'm so overwhelmed. I can't remember. And I always say, well, ask a girlfriend. Ask someone who knew you then. They'll tell you what you used to like to do. And you just make a commitment to nurture yourself, because that's how you make more of yourself to go around.
So what would you say to a younger woman who's trying to decide whether or not, you know, and when to have a child? What advice?
I would say, if you know what the potential issues are, if you know that you may end up caring for, you know, older parents while you have a small child, if you know that, in truth, your fertility starts declining when you reach your early 40s, and if adoptions always seem like a very viable option for you, then it's not an issue. But if you're one of those women that really wants the experience of having a biological child, if you want your parents to be young enough to be engaged in helping to raise your child, then I say look at what some of the issues are and make a decision based on information.
And go borrow your friend's kids and take care of them for a week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
And make sure you'd just rather not get a puppy.
That's right. Or parakeet.
You know.
Even less.
I mean, you know, because my mom always says, she goes, oh, you'll love your own. I grew up with three nephews. My brother was 10 years older and got married really young, and so he had three boys. And my whole teenage was filled with these three little boys that were terrors.
Yeah, you had plenty.
And I kind of already did it in my teenage years, you know, because I was around these, and they lived a lot of the time, some of the time they lived with us. And so I kind of was like, nope, been there, done that.
Yep.
Had enough of that one.
I think that's a reasonable response. I don't think all women are driven to have children. Honestly.
It cured me.
Yeah.
It really did.
That's right.
Mom said, oh, it's different when you have your own.
Maybe, maybe not.
So how support groups probably are you probably recommend those, don't you?
I do. They're fabulous. In fact, I'm about to start a series of teleclasses using very, very excellent high-tech phone equipment to run support groups, because I get letters and emails all the time from women who say, I'm out here in Nowheresville, and, you know, I'm the only mom over 40, and, you know, there isn't even the option of starting a support group. How do I meet other women? So I'm starting to put together a teleclass where we can have support groups on the phone.
Oh, isn't that going to be great?
But, you know, my book, I purposely, in the back of the book, laid out a very explicit, detailed 8-week curriculum for a support group, and also sample classified ads and public service announcements, so that if you live in a big enough city and you want to really put some effort into looking for other moms like yourself, all the material is there just to use.
I'm sure once you start looking, you find a lot of people that would like to start something like this and get together.
Yeah, you do, actually.
Well,
yeah.
So it's your website is mothersover40.com. What else can people find on there?
40 is spelled out, F-O-R-T-Y.
Right.
There's a way to contact me, which I know a lot of women like to do. Sometimes they'll start a support group and run into a question, and so I've made it really easy to email me, and I have a fairly active correspondence with a lot of women around the country. I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. That's what's been so nice for me, too, with my book, is I've got like this community of caregivers and
uh-huh.
majority women around
uh-huh.
the country who
yeah.
kind of follow what I'm doing and give me support. And,
that's great.
And it's really such a nice community of when people are bonded together in the same type of thing that they're doing.
That's right.
So we've just only got a couple minutes left. What else would you people like people to know about you? And what
oh,
you like
let's
to,
see.
Or any other guidance you can give for first-time moms in their 40s?
Well, I think it's really true that we have succeeded at a lot of things in our lives, you know, relationships, career, travel, and we bring the same earnest perfectionism to our parenting, and I think that parenting is the most humbling experience in the world, especially when you're over 40, and that it's really important to bear in mind that there is no way to be the perfect parent, but there are a million and one ways to be a very, very good one.
Mm. Yeah, it's not written in stone how you have to do this.
That's right.
Because there's little individuals
yep.
with their own individual needs, and then you're bringing your individualness to that.
Yeah, you know, you have bad days some days, and finding the compassion and forgiveness for ourselves as we set about learning to do something very new, which is parent these little beings, you know. there's no manual. And so I think being kind to ourselves and really taking the time to replenish and nourish ourselves is a very critical component.
Yes, come back to the exercise. You always feel better after you do it. Why do we procrastinate doing it when we know we feel so much better after we do it?
If you know, the person who could answer that question would have a multi-billion-dollar empire.
It's like you procrastinate, and then when you finally go do it, you go, I feel so
yeah.
much better.
Yeah.
Why
That's
have
right.
I been, you know, procrastinating about this?
That's right. It's hard.
And you feel so mad at yourself for wasting all that time that you didn't go do it.
Yep.
And eating right and making sure your child eats right.
All those good things.
And not letting them watch. You know, I'm really upset with all the stuff on television that they shouldn't be seeing, so monitor that.
Yep. It's a job. Being a parent's a job, making sure that the food's good quality, that what's going into their minds is good quality, you know.
And they learn from example from you how you're treating your other
exactly.
people in your life?
And how you treat yourself, you know. I mean, can we really say, Mom's taking a time out, I feel irritable, I feel tired, I need to go off by myself and recharge? You know?
And
that's
so
a hard one.
When you have your 2-year-old tell you that, I'm going to go recharge now.
That's right. That's right. Then you know you've succeeded.
You've done a good job. Such a pleasure. I'm looking forward to meeting you next week.
Yeah, you too, Jacqueline.
All right. Thanks Alrighty. For being with us. Bye, Nancy. Bye-bye. This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. I hope you have enjoyed our edutaining program. Please join us here every Saturday. Don't forget to tell your friends.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.WS.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
Hey, big guy. You've been ignoring me lately. Remember when we first met? We spent every weekend together. What happened? You used to take such great care of me. Is it my appearance? I realize my paint finish is a bit dull and I don't look pretty as I once did. Listen, all I need is a little TLC. Last time we were out, you parked me next to a real beauty. She sparkled so bright you couldn't keep your eyes off of her. She told me her guy just gave her a coat of PPS paint sealant. It's a no-wax finish, an easy 2-step process, starting with a natural paint cleaner, which restores the finish to its original condition. The second step is an acrylic Teflon paint sealant that seals and maintains the deep shine. Low cost. high return. Check out their money guarantee at www.nowaxfinish.com. Let's reunite. Treat me right with PPS. www.nowaxfinish.com.